Success 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Cossack.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Incoming college freshmen getting some more time to figure out where they want to enroll in the fall amid an ongoing financial aid fiasco. Here's details from ABC's Derek Dennis.
This year, delays in financial aid notifications are posing an extra challenge for students trying to pick which school to attend in the fall. Technical glitches with the more simplified free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA form, have left millions of students in limbo, waiting to hear how much aid they'll receive. In response, some colleges are now pushing out deadlines for acceptance and enrollment. Enrollment deposits, unclear of when this FAFSA processing backlog will ease up. For now, experts say it's crucial for students and parents to keep the lines of communication open with schools.
This has tuition, housing, and other costs near $100,000 at some elite colleges and universities. Jewelry heist in Beverly Hills. Prosecutors say a California man took nearly $2 million worth of bling and other items from guests at luxury hotels, walking out the door with suitcases full of swag and selling it in Florida. He's pleaded guilty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A win on opening day. Now Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their home game season with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. There was a home run by Christian Yelich, some good pitching, and new third baseman Oliver Dunn with a SportsCenter top 10 catch that had him looking like Superman on Bally Sports.
Liner caught! Put a cape on him!
The
couple of steps, a dive, and able to keep it in the glove. Big defense.
Oliver Dunn after the game.
We were playing down the line, and I knew that more than likely the ball was going to be at me or that way. So I think I was anticipating a little bit being that way because we were guarding the double. But it was one of those ones you just hope to react the right way when the play happens.
NBA, the Bucks lose another road game, this time to the Wizards. 117-113.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome filmmaker and incentive activist Jeff Kurz, and Ben Reiser talks Wisconsin Film Festival. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 a.m. and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Did you survive last night? I got to tell you, Jim.
The Trump rally? What do you mean? What did I survive?
Talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I told you. Hang on. Where's my? There it is.
I know.
I told you about an incident that happened right out in front of my apartment last night. I had to help a lady. She was down. Could not get up. That wind was so bad. And so that it was raining sleet.
And the wind is what did her
horrible. Yeah, it was unreal. It was a scary situation. Todd, how was it in Oshkosh?
A lot of snow yesterday, that heavy, wet stuff. Still blowing and coming down pretty heavy. If you're driving 41 today between Appleton and Green Bay, is very bad. A lot of the traffic going about 30, 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
In 3 years, that'd be six lanes. So
that'd be nice.
And you know they were going to start shutting that thing down overnight.
I know, right?
Last night?
Yeah, and they didn't do it because I was waiting for that on the way in,
too. Oh, my Lord. Oh, can you imagine working out in that stuff last night?
Yeah.
That was as bad as I've seen it around here as far as the wind and whatever slop that was coming out of the sky.
Yeah. We don't get that kind of wind. I don't know what it went up to, but that, you know, like you said, it blew that lady over. It was so loud.
The windows just.
Yeah, I was.
Rattling.
Kind of cool, though. So I was just chilling at home, kind of doing some stuff. We had a fireplace.
Oh, and well, here we go.
The howling wind was really loud.
Yeah, I know. Fireplace. It was crazy. Crazy.
So.
I felt bad. Dom had a funeral last night at St. Norbert. Mm-hmm. And.
Father Rivens.
You know, I feel bad for those guys. Because it's like, you know, you can't wear a big hoodie and a puffy coat. You know what I mean? You got to be dressed to the nines and stand out there and that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway. But anyway, happy Wednesday to you. Today is Circus Day. Today is walking day, something you should consider.
Well, not maybe today.
Eddie Murphy is 63 today. I thought he was older. Does he look older?
Well, I don't know if he looks older, but man, he is funny.
Yeah,
I
mean, no question. You know what my favorite Eddie Murphy movies are?
What's that? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, no. Dun.
That's my favorite.
I
don't know what that was.
No, no, you guys.
Hey, I just got the blanket. No.
No, 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 no. You find the music. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Is that the name of the movie?
Shakedown, Breakdown, Everybody's Moving to the Line. That's Bob Seger. You're Busted. That was Beverly Hills Cop 2.
No, no, no. No, Victor is the guy. He's scamming him. Anyway, that was great. That was one of his first. I just remember seeing that on the big screen.
Sounds great.
Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. You know, that is coming out.
Is it?
Yep. There's going to be a remake coming out.
With him?
With him. Yep.
Oh, wow. Is this the man?
This is, right? This is that's the music I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that was a great movie. Anyway,
great.
Yeah, okay.
My favorite, Dr. Doolittle.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's a
I love
that's,
Dr.
That's
Doolittle.
A good movie.
When he's talking with the animals,
yep.
And he goes to the mafia since the beaver. Would you like some fish? No, man, I'm good. He goes, hey, when the beaver offers you some fish, you take the fish. Yeah. Capiche? Well, that's my date. Kind of a big boned bear, wouldn't you say? Oh, I love that movie.
That is a good one.
I yeah. Alec Baldwin is 66. He's had a weird couple of years.
Yeah.
Wow. Tony Orlando is 80. I didn't even know Tony Orlando was, he hasn't performed in a long time. Wayne Newton, 82. I would have thought Wayne Newton was older for some reason.
Yes. Wait, what did he, when was his breakthrough year when he was 16? 15?
Was he that young?
He was young.
Yes. He was young.
I remember him being on the Lucy show, Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Lucy and Desi or whatever.
He's been in Green Bay.
Well, at the Carlton?
No, at with the Oneidas when they did that, I don't know, they had some kind of anniversary and they
is
had
he Native American?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right, Todd?
I'm not sure.
Wayne Newton, sure he is.
How would Todd know that out of the blue?
Because right, he knows everything.
Todd, Wayne Newton.
I'm trying to look for some, right. Yeah. So, but, yes, did you read the paper this morning?
He believes he has some Native, he believes so. Maybe distant Cherokee.
Okay. But,
so he came up
you ever hear of a town called Ojibwe, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is, but I was reading about the last survivor of the USS Arizona died. He's like 102, okay? But he was born in Ojibwe, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, I've never heard of Ojibwe, neither. Wisconsin.
So that's up just south of Hayward.
Okay.
Chippewa Falls, kind of up in that.
Okay. I don't know that part of the state at all. But he's the last survivor.
Wow.
Yeah.
102.
Lost almost 1,200 guys in that one ship. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Only like 400 survived. Unbelievable. We both had a good friend that was at Pearl Harbor, Furman.
Yeah.
Furman was a great guy.
Yeah.
But not many of those guys left. Also, James Boyd from the mayor of De Pere is stopping in today.
And he won his race yesterday.
Okay.
Actually, he was unopposed.
Oh, well.
Like he was last time he ran. I don't know how those guys do that.
Who would have won between you and him?
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And De Pere's got it going on. I mean, 25,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
That Malva Center, he wants to give us a tour.
Well, does the buddy that was at your Christmas party, isn't he one of the main guys there?
Well, he's a facilitator, right.
Yeah.
He's the main guy there. And yes.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, to be honest with you.
And he said, look, I said, I got to be honest with you, man. I haven't been in there yet. I've driven by it a million times. And he said, look, let me know. And so we'll do that. We'll take a tour. And
I'd love to.
And aren't they giving away the solar eclipse glasses?
Oh, are they? Yeah, I think somebody mentioned that yesterday, right?
They're in the gift shop. I don't know if they're giving them away.
Well, John and I will. Anyway.
We don't get nearly as much free as places don't give away stuff the way they used to. I got to be honest with you. Todd, am I right? Radio used to be just like.
Yeah.
You know.
They were pretty generous in the mayor's office. When I left, I had just tables set up along the hallway and just told people to come and take something.
And did they come?
Yeah. We had cake. I had like 100 baseball caps. A lot of them from the Coast Guard guy. Every ship that came in.
Oh, yeah.
They always give you a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in your office. I was in your trophy room.
I kept some of the stuff, but not much. I had no room for any of that. But any
kept your Harvard stuff, though, huh?
Yeah, that.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Also, John, tell us about these two people, Todd.
So, John and Emily are gonna be joining us. She was a foreign exchange student from Sweden, came to Wisconsin, met John, they fell in love, right? And they are now a touring band. They're called 7,000 Apart because they were 7,000 miles apart for so long during their relationship.
Okay.
And they're actually in Sweden, so we're going to be linking up with them direct from Sweden this morning.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to be able to learn a little bit about their story.
And he's from here?
He's from Wisconsin, and they had a tour bus. Bands have a van or whatever.
Sure.
Broke down. So they're trying to get local places to hire them and pay up front so they can get their van fixed. So then they can come to Wisconsin and tour and all that.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
How in the world did you get a hold of them?
We saw some stuff on social media and Amanda reached out and they're like, yeah, we'd love to be on the show.
That sounds fantastic. Awesome. You imagine being in high school and said, hey, we're getting a foreign exchange student. Oh, from where? Sweden.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that Mm-hmm. Probably traveled pretty quick.
Wasn't that an American Pie? Where was she from in American Pie, Todd? The exchange student, remember?
Oh, I don't know.
Someplace in Europe.
But I think it's, I would never want to correct Todd, but it's 7,000 kilometers apart.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Jim.
1,000 miles.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's not that far.
I know, I'm just trying to figure out in my head, which is further, a mile is further than a kilometer, right?
Correct.
Okay. I almost get that one mixed up. Then also, Jason, tell us about Jason Mansmith.
Jason Mansmith, old radio pal of mine, but he is part of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. He's been on the show before to promote some shows coming up, and we did a ghost investigation there. But
nice.
More importantly, they've got a big fundraiser coming up. It involves food that's called Eats for the Arts, and he'll tell us a little bit about some of the places you can go to that will help fund some of the shows at the Thrasher.
And then we had planned on Carrie from the DeYoung Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan. I texted her last night and said, hey, because I saw that the schools up there were the very first ones to close. It was so bad. I said, don't, please, you know, do it on your own, whatever you want. But you certainly, we can postpone this and do it again when the weather's better. But she was going to be bringing in a baby kangaroo, right?
Yeah.
Which would be phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, she was.
Isn't we were going to surprise really you with that. Cool.
We were going to surprise you with that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I broke the surprise. Yeah.
That's like a really cool animal.
And we had a thing set up to go over to your house for lunch afterwards.
Yep.
For him to Milton, him and Milton have a play day.
I got I got some boxing gloves for you. So yeah. You're going to spar with them in the studio a little bit.
Yes.
Wow.
If I can do burpees. Hey, by the way, I'm up to 4 push-ups.
Hey, that's not bad.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
20 is the goal. 20 is the goal. Because I still got that bad shoulder from getting my log splitter working. I'm serious. Shoulder. I think I tore a rotator cuff.
I made a step towards my goal diet.
Okay.
My refrigerator came yesterday.
Okay.
And it
Now tell the story, because this thing was custom made for you.
This was like back at Christmas.
I know. And this, but the first one they delivered had a dent in it, and the guy's like, okay, I'll give you $50 off. I'm like, this thing was like, $4,000. I'm like, no, take it back. So they took it back. And then the guys delivered it 2 days ago, and they said, like, oh, I don't know how to hook up the water for this. So then they, the 800 number or whatever, that guy called me, and then they sent the crew up from, like, Wauwatosa, these two guys. Anyway, it's all hooked up. But this is how I'm going to lose weight.
Okay, here we go.
No, this is true, you guys. This is going to work.
Stay tuned. So how the mayor, former mayor,
no,
is going to lose weight.
I got, this is, you guys, you wait. Okay. You guys are going to come to me and say, how did you do it? Uh-huh. But right now, I'll wait. So to get it, so my refrigerator that I had before, you guys been, I had that Brita, what's that water?
Brita.
So I'd open the fridge and get my cold water. Well, then I would see items in there, you know, maybe some meatloaf from the night before. Yeah, okay. Now.
And you think I'm going to give this to Mino? Do I throw it out or give it to Mino?
But now the dispenser is on the outside of my fridge with a little light on.
Ah, nice.
So last night,
I've always wanted one of those, to be honest with you.
2:30, I got up, Johnny. I'm not kidding you. Downstairs, took a little glass, did not open the fridge.
Wow. Okay. I think that deserves it.
I do.
Day one, did not open the fridge last night, had my glass of water.
Can I stop cost over you $4,000.
That's true.
Give Todd a little something for that one. The most expensive glass of water in history.
But I think that's going to help me. I do.
Okay.
I hope.
Because the difference between that and opening the fridge to get that water.
Day and night.
Day and night. I'm with you.
Okay. All right. Discipline.
Okay. I
may have to get a chain, but I did not open it. So
okay.
I felt really good when I went back upstairs.
Look at you.
I know.
One step at a time.
I know.
You do. All right, we're going to set a quick break by the mayor. We got a bunch of guests coming on today. Stay with us. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Little tribute to our buddy Eddie Murphy.
Yes, very nice. Happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Right. 63 years old today. Brewers had another nice win yesterday. They've gotten off to a great start. They're hosting the Twins again today. Then the Bucks are hosting Memphis tomorrow night. But Yelich went deep yesterday. Did you see that play the guy made? I think it's to end the game, the third baseman.
No, I didn't.
Just a huge diving catch that would have drove in a run. That was so nice. Brewers off to a really nice start. They're playing again this morning, early game this morning, and we got some tickets we're going to give away, right, Todd?
Yep, later on we've got tickets actually for Sunday's game against the Mariners. It's a 1:10 start on that, and we'll have those later on. We're going to play a different game this morning based on Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Okay.
Jim came up with this. It's called Are You Smarter Than a Legendary Broadcaster?
And I got the questions, but this...
Well, first we
got
to find a legendary broadcaster.
Yeah, that's true. Play, right?
Well, is Zelaski even
is he around? Well, Jertz was in yesterday.
Yeah, we don't want to bother Billy again. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with that.
And it was, so, someone's going to call in, and they're going to play John. And
a chance to win the tickets.
Goes. Yep.
Okay, cool. I like it. That'd like it fun. A lot. You know, this the spillover... I don't know if that's the term, from that game the other night. It's still amazing. I mean, I've covered sports all my life, and that Iowa LSU game.
Oh,
I mean, 12
million.
Mike, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. 12 million viewers watched that game.
Last year was 10, and that set an all-time record.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, this is, we're seeing history here. This is real serious history with what Caitlin Clark is doing and that whole bunch, and it's really something.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will say this. You know, the LSU team, and I saw where the LA Times actually apologized to them because they wrote a thing. They called them, they're the dirty debutantes and they're the villains and this and that. And he had the LA Times, I don't think, sent out too many apologies. And the guy had to write a column apologizing. He took it too far. But what I'm saying is the one thing that pro wrestling has gotten right over the years is they've done a phenomenal job at having the foil and the good person. And it's all...
Oh, you always want the villain.
You always... And that's... I mean, you hate to say it, but that's what attracts people. You got to have, you know, the yin and the yang.
Well, any good book has that,
absolutely.
Right? I mean, just any good story
but
has that.
But that's in sports. You really need that. I mean, that's what really draws the attention of the sports fans.
Yeah. And I asked you this yesterday. They play Sunday, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember back... It was used to be so... I used, for some reason, a buddy of mine used to buy, he always used to have wrestling magazine. He'd like buy it and then he'd give it to me afterwards. Mm-hmm. But it's just funny. I've still got a bunch of them from like the 60s. And it's funny how, you know, it's like the Russian where it's like, you know, he's waving the Russian flag. Then the Japanese guy with the headband looking like a kamikaze pilot waving the Japanese flag. And the you know what I mean? And the
I
Nazi.
Knew,
There was, who's the Nazi guy? Von... Somebody, remember?
I do. I don't remember the names.
I think
but
he was the Claw.
And you're
Baron
right.
Von Roschke?
Yeah. You always had the bad guy. The boo.
Yeah. But they were so over the top.
You couldn't get away with that.
No,
today.
And then in like 1980 or whatever, they came out with the Middle Eastern guy, the Sheik. And it's like, oh my God. It's like all the unbelievable characters that right now would be so politically incorrect. And that's what made it. That's what made pro wrestling so big is having those guys.
That, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything wrong with that? That was
no.
That was that, but that you know, we all watch it. We're you know teenagers or probably a little younger than that. But that's very cool. Yeah, I remember.
But then
that.
I remember one time we used to go over to the Midway Lodge. I don't know if they still have a bar right next door or not right here, but next to our TV station. So we'd stop in for a beer afterwards, and there would be these two unbelievable rivals sitting there playing cribbage and drinking beer. I still remember that.
They came here to do a show.
Yeah, and they would stay at the Midway.
All right, yeah.
And then afterwards, I remember, oh, man, I want to say Andre the Giant was there one time.
Oh, that's cool.
And these people, but they'd sit and play cribbage.
And they just, that was acting rehearsal.
Oh, my God. That was completely 100%.
Yeah. But, you know, that's really funny. I didn't really think about that, but now that you say that, I'm thinking back. There was a lot of profiling going
on. My Lord. I mean, like, so over the top. It's unbelievable. I mean, imagine somebody walk out in a Nazi thing now. I mean, oh, my Lord. And the Japanese guy with the big sword and the, lordy. Unbelievable.
I'm looking at these old pictures.
Oh, yeah.
God, you know, from early on, and he's got, you know, he's got the head thing on and all that.
Yeah.
And then later on, they got away from that look.
Yes.
So slowly but surely, the chic evolved.
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right.
That's funny.
Yes. But that was such a big deal back then.
And that's, as a kid, that's kind of what you thought of them too, right?
I believed it.
Right. Yeah, that's why they got
you believed it. Yeah. Well, that one guy, remember the pro wrestler? I can't think of his name now. I took him to your office when he was in town. We had a mutual friend.
Tommy?
No.
No.
Remember?
Yeah, I do.
He came to your office?
I know.
And he played a Russian.
Okay.
He's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he played one of the evil Russians.
Oh, man. That's funny stuff.
Those are actually, you don't hear much about pro wrestling anymore. You really don't. I mean, the Vince McMahon thing has gotten bad.
That's a little drama, right?
They've had so many people die young and things.
The other thing that, you think back to that, but even cartoons were a little stereotypical. Like
Mel Blanc.
Absolutely. Some of that stuff is.
Well, who were they got? Oh, it was the Russians in Bullwinkle, right?
Yes.
And she was kind of hot.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. Even for a cartoon, she was kind of hot. Can't think of her name.
But even when
smoked that big cigarette with the cigarette holder, remember?
It was it Boris and Natasha? Yeah.
Natasha. I was one of a girlfriend named Natasha.
Yep.
It's my girlfriend. Her name's Natasha. Yeah. She's an exchange student from Russia. Yes.
Did
you ever go?
Oh God, that was the All-Star Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the arena?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
I know. Really big deal.
I have no idea how much the tickets, but they weren't that much. But that was
we'd watch every Saturday night. Did you believe that it was real?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Some people did. Do you remember when John Stossel interviewed that guy?
He got punched, didn't he?
In the ear.
Yeah.
I think he lost his hearing. I think he sued the guy. I don't know what happened.
He was always a real cocky interviewer.
Wasn't he, though?
I mean, there's a difference between being whatever, but he always had a smarmy cockiness about him.
I would like to get him on Where Are They Now? He lives in Illinois, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he does. John Stossel. I bought his book a long time ago. He was kind of a conservative guy, I thought. And he's the one that I think he interviewed his, you know, Social Security. And that was, 30 years ago. They were talking about, can we fund Social Security? And he interviewed this guy, and the guy's like, no, I got a lot of money. And the guy's like, and Stossel's like, you got $1 million. I mean, you got a lot of money, and you're going to still take Social Security? The guy goes, yeah, I'm paid in. He goes, you don't need the money, and there should be a means test. And it was his dad.
No kidding. My gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Oh, look at this picture. Where's this from?
That is actually Big Wayne's farm.
Wow.
He said the chickens were spared, but yeah, there's a lot of damage out
that
there.
That is a huge tree that
back
came
to
down
the store.
At Wayne's.
Yep.
Oh, my Lordy.
That's Swamico, right?
Yeah.
That would have just destroyed either one of the buildings right around it.
Yep.
I've always worried about that, where you see some houses got the really high trees, like, around them.
Mm.
You know, you always wonder, I mean, that could come through.
Well, if the tree is dead on the inside, it could come down pretty easy.
Absolutely. And you never know, really.
Yeah.
So.
But did you see that stuff outside of Tulsa?
No. Tornadoes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and for some reason, tornadoes like mobile parks.
Why is that? I'm not kidding. Why is that?
It's not because of why. It's
why? But it's always a mobile park that gets destroyed.
Well, John, think about this construction.
I guess, but
a 60, an 80, 110 mile wind going through a house.
Did you ever live in a trailer?
No.
Did you ever live in a trailer park? I did.
Yeah, no.
I lived in a trailer park. What do you think about that?
I campaigned in a trailer
park. In Idaho.
Park.
how many people lived in a trailer park in Idaho? I did.
Wow.
We got to a quick break. I know the mayor back after this.
Save those lies. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and... Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a strange morning.
It is.
How do you describe it? I don't even know how to. How would you describe it coming up from Oshkosh, Todd?
It was slick on the highway.
Yeah,
but it's kind of weird in town. Slushy.
Yeah.
The good news is it never got under 32. So
we didn't get the snow here.
No,
like
our roads are just
possible
wet.
9 inches and everything. Is there still more coming, Todd? Possible.
We're still under a winter storm warning until 1 o'clock, so there could be more snow and blowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wind, like I said last night, downtown Green Bay was incredible. For the people that walked over to the Trump thing, I was watching them through the windows here. They were battling those elements. Like, holy man.
And the wind here, we're just looking at the Northland, you know, because we're right downtown here in Washington
Street. Yeah, the wind's coming
and
one way
one
there.
Flag's going one way, and another flag
going the
closer
opposite.
This way, and Schreiber's building is going the other way.
One's east, one's west.
This is I think that's north and south. This is a weird.
No, east and west. These were blowing to my left.
Oh, that's west.
And the north winds are blowing to my right.
Okay, I thought it was blowing more north and more south.
Well, it's kind of swirling, but yeah.
It's swirling.
No.
Okay.
All right, don't get me confused on directions, Jim.
Yeah, I know you. Gee,
you know,
that could never happen.
I bought a GPS, a portable GPS.
When they came out?
No, just like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to figure it out yet. So, Todd. <geez. laughs> You can have some free time one day after the show.
We talk about one of those dashboard?
Yeah.
Get you one of those compasses.
Yeah. Yes. I could use one of those, too.
I never got those. Just use your phone. You don't have to go buy
it. No. It's for when I'm out in the woods.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you still use your phone.
No, you can't. A lot of places you can. Up north where I'm at, it's very hard to get reception up there. Yeah.
So the GPS thing you bought for your car, what are you going to hold
No, it's not for my car. It's portable to take when you're out in the woods. Because I want to do some big, exploring this summer, fishing. I want to go back into trout fishing. I want to explore some places I've never been before. So I want that so I don't get lost.
Okay.
All right.
I like that. That's a good
idea.
But
I don't know how to use it yet.
Right. So I think Todd.
So I might be lost. I'm going to have Todd do it.
Don't you need, though, like some sort of service for those to work?
Isn't that just like a compass that's going to go north?
I don't know. Yeah, probably, huh?
Because GPS means it's global positioning satellites, so it's using the satellites in the Earth's atmosphere.
Maybe they're bigger than the phone ones or something. Maybe they're closer. I'm bringing that in tomorrow. I'm going to bring it. Actually, it's in my car. I could go get it right now.
Did you ask the guy when you bought it?
No, I ordered it from someplace. You know, like an Amazon thing.
But if it doesn't, if it doesn't work in a area that doesn't have, you know, internet or good connections, you shouldn't have bought it because you're going to use it for that purpose. So you should have asked the guy.
Well,
you
tell me
it.
That now, Dad. Wow. Everybody's a critic now, right? I'm going to go get it. Todd, during our big break, I'm going to run to my car
and
get it. Okay.
All right.
That's a good idea.
If you figure it out.
All right.
All right. Okay.
So you know what else came out today?
What?
You guys, did you see that? The new Forbes billionaire list?
I did not.
Came out today. You have a buddy of yours on there.
I do?
Not really a buddy of yours. There are, you know, you go through and a lot of these guys are manufacturing, high tech, couple inheritances, which I don't like, but, you know, the new ones are, well, this one you'll guess really easy. That's not even part of my trivia questions to you, but who's a new billionaire this year? You'll know. Let me guess. Who?
Is it sports related?
No, this one.
Oh.
Well, no. Entertainment related.
Entertainment related.
Taylor Swift.
Right.
Wow, a billionaire.
Billionaire. You know those, okay, and then the other one is a sports guy, but he made a lot of money in restaurants. He bought Starbucks franchises. He invested his money well.
Jordan?
Nope.
No? Ken Magic Griffin. Johnson.
Magic, you're right. Those aren't even my question, but Magic Johnson. So those are two people that we know on the billionaires list. Now there's.
I told you the guy that owns and started up Starbucks.
Yeah.
Went to Northern Michigan University.
Yes.
Isn't that something? That's pretty cool.
That is.
Went there to play
cool.
football. He's from New York, but he went there to play football.
Yes. I saw him interviewed. Well, he was thinking of running for president for a while, but
I remember that.
Did not get traction.
How come you didn't start up something like that back then? I mean, you're such an entrepreneur. You've got such a business head. Why didn't you come up with something back in the day where it's like, Donna, I got a great idea. Listen to me.
Johnny, I got a great idea. I won the entrepreneurial award in 97. I mean, I was making paper products, neck strips, but.
Okay, but let me just
say
this.
But it didn't.
And no, I'm not. Please don't take this wrong. And I'm gonna denigrate myself. I'm gonna denigrate myself.
Denigrate.
Is that the right word?
No.
No. Okay. I thought so. Where I'm gonna put myself down.
Okay. That.
Okay. Entrepreneur of the year.
Well,
invented something for the paper industry, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and yet you're sitting right here with me at 6:39 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I think about that often.
You do.
Where did I go wrong?
Where did I go from entrepreneur of the year to sitting with Mino at 6 o'clock in the morning?
The guy who bought my business made more money than I did.
Okay.
And, but look, that's life, right? You sell something, it's like, make sure I hung on to it for another couple
did
of years.
Did you invent it, though? Because, I mean.
No. We're a paper converter. There's a lot of paper converters in Wisconsin, especially in this area. And, there were products that were out there. We invented was called the Rapid, and it was a neck strip, right? I mean, but
like
it
a
was,
what?
You know, that goes around your neck, a neck strip. You know, when you get your hair cut, they put that little paper.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We made millions of those, and we sold a lot to the military because the military has to buy so much for. I know that's not a new product, but we're the only other people making that in the world was Kimberly-Clark, and
I thought it was just toilet paper. I thought they just take toilet paper and put it around your neck.
No, that's got
really?
Wet. If they put toilet paper on your neck and it got wet, it would just peel off. It wouldn't come off. Whereas a neck strip, first of all, it stretches.
I did not know. I swear to God, I've got my hair cut since I was a year old or whatever. And I always thought they just put a piece of toilet paper around your neck.
That is, it's a law that there be a barrier between your neck and the shampoo cape. And the cheapest way to do that was with a neck strip. And Kimberly-Clark.
Okay, no disrespect, Jim. That doesn't seem like.
The most innovative thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, let me tell you why,
okay.
John.
I invented a nuclear reactor. What did you invent? That thing you put around your neck when you get a haircut.
I didn't say invented it.
I thought that was toilet paper.
I manufactured it.
No, it's not.
Kimberly-Clark was the only manufacturer of that product. The only one. And everybody thought, well, you can't make that because they got a patent on it. Well, I did a little research. They didn't have a patent on it. So I bought a machine, started making it. And they were so big. At that time, Casey owned... their own airlines, and I thought we can sneak into this business and, you know, pick up a few hundred.
Okay, well, wait. And, so what year was this?
I don't know, probably 93, 94.
What were they using before that?
Well, no, that neck strip has been around since the 20s.
Okay, and then what did you do differently?
Well, one is I offered an alternative.
What's the okay. Todd, you a little bit lost or no?
No.
What he's saying is
and I didn't go. I didn't really offer a better price because I mean they could have put us out of business in a couple months. So it was an equivalent price. I thought our product was a little stretchier.
Okay.
Little higher wet strength. Not. It wasn't. I didn't change the product. I mean, it's been around for 70
years.
Well,
that I was going to say. Yeah.
Why would you change that?
Right.
But to enhance it, to make it a little better. So I did that. But that's not where we made all our money. We made our money when some people are born with really curly hair.
Like me?
Yeah.
What?
Yours isn't really curly. It's got like maybe a little bit of a wave. No, I'm talking about really curly hair. And they want it to be straight. So they put on these heavy gels.
Okay. Right?
And then they have to wrap their hair in something. And they were using neck strips. And neck strips... didn't have the wet strength, so they broke apart. And I was at a trade show. It's called the Proud Lady Trade Show. It's all minorities. And I was the only white guy there walking around. And I saw this guy doing that. And I'm like, that's what you use neck strips for? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, what if I made something that was wider and heavier wet strength? He goes, that'd be the bomb. Call my brother. I said, we got to make something. We made it. Sent it to him. He goes, best thing since whatever. I sent it to a distributor in Detroit. And I was working Christmas Eve. In my office at the incubator, and he called and said, you have got a winner here. And that's where we made most of our money.
Really?
Yeah. And then...
did you... Because he said it was the bomb. Was the product called the bomb then?
No. It was called Rapid.
Rapid. Okay.
And
That's got a different term, too, to be honest with you. I would think of something else. You, Todd?
Several things.
It was 97. Yeah. Just to tell you how... So then I had to put a... picture on the box
right.
to show how it's being used. And my babysitter was, you know, we had very little kids then, was from India, and I used her. And if you go to Cosmoprof right now, you'll see it on there.
Go to where?
You know, the beauty and barber stores that sell to only licensed barbers. You'll see that
so
product.
So do you still get a cut?
No.
Okay. How much did you make? How much did you walk away with?
It was good. If I would have stayed in it, John, I think I could have built that business but we just stayed with our niche. We made those, you know how paper, like when you do perms.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a perm?
Yeah.
Okay. Those little pieces of paper.
Yeah.
We made those.
All right.
And we private labeled them.
All right. Is that it right there in front of you, Jim?
Yes.
Is that the lady?
That's Jenna.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Wrap it. Styling strips. The number one quality wrap.
Wrap is spelled, this is a free advertisement, WRAPP-IT.
And the, I don't take too much time, but you see who the...
Now he says that? 20 minutes later?
But you see who the owner of that product is Graham. We talked about them yesterday a little bit.
We did? Graham who?
The Egan family?
Remember? I talked a little bit about that yesterday.
Okay, this is going to be a very quick story, but we do have a little bit of time.
I don't think it will be.
No. But, John, I used to work for that company.
Okay.
For Graham.
All right.
They sold medical products, capes, gowns, drape sheets, and they. I was in the Midwest, in the Chicago area, and then I was their sales.
I still want some scrubs to wear for pajamas.
We didn't make those. They're all disposable. And then I came back to Green Bay to be a product manager, and I told them, look, this is the industry we have to get into. There's very few players in there. They don't know what they're doing. We can get in there and we could pick up a few million dollars in sales, extremely profitable. And I don't think so. And the guy was like, this general manager was a clown. So, and I said, look, you're in over your head. You don't know what you're doing. You know, I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, they ended up letting me go. I'm like, okay. So I went and worked for KI. Loved the business plan I put together. Started the business plan in the incubator. Took one bay, another one, and then bought a building and moved over there. And then we were making money and we had good products. And Graham bought the company.
Okay.
The company that fired me.
Wow.
So, as my wife says, that's a happy ending to a very long story.
Yes, it is.
We didn't have any money. You know, when you start a business, you have, even though we get entrepreneurs on here and
that's why I love having entrepreneurs on because they've got the courage to take that step.
And there's times where I'm sure they sat around the kitchen table or laying in bed saying, should we get out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can get a job working for the government. You can get a job and, you know, we'll have a steady income. The kids will have insurance. But like, no, let's just give us a little bit more time.
So, you know what? I'm impressed that you invented a couple of things. That's impressive.
Yeah. And we had some other products, too. There's a book that.
And that woman you had, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful lady from India. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very nice. I hold you in higher esteem.
Did you guys see that billionaire club, which, you know, I'm never going to be a part of? Do you see what they call themselves?
No.
Todd, you got to hear this. So these billionaires, they're like, you know, we're just normal people, but a little lucky. They call themselves the 3-comma club.
Oh, because you need every three. I mean, come on. That's a reach, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you a member of the 3-comma club? And I'm like, really? Do you have to rub it in like that? But I mean, that's how many commas are in a billion. So
how many billionaires are there in their country? Did it say?
Well, there's 2,400 on that list, but I don't know. There's, I think the most are Americans, right? And then Chinese, and then I think they broke it down. I don't know how many are in America, but it's the people that you would expect, right?
Elon Musk. You know what bugs me, though? And I know, Bezos. You know, in sports, you get what you can get. But somebody like a Kirk Cousins, who I really like as a guy from watching that show on him, really good, just a good guy, family man and everything. And so, the Vikings gave him the biggest contract in sports history, basically, okay?
Yeah.
And what does he do? He leaves them, goes to Atlanta, and he says, because it's more financial security for his family. He's got like $180 million guaranteed. How much financial security
do you need? Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to leave my kids some old football cards.
And I'll be happy with that, too.
And I'm leaving them next trips.
I got nothing. All right.
Same here.
We got another quick break. James Boyd will be joining us. We got some folks coming our way from Sweden, which is a great story. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Broadcaster? And Opera House from Oshkosh is coming on. Stay with us. Back after this.
clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Who got the most snow, Todd? Was that Oshkosh area? Did they get the most?
There are parts between Oshkosh and Green Bay. That area seemed to get quite a bit. I was just checking some of the snow totals, and they're still coming in, so obviously they're not all there.
And the roads were not good, you said, between Ottagamie and...
Yeah, Appleton and Green Bay. It was rough. Right. Yep. Very okay. Rough. So be careful out there. You could see a number of cars in the ditch from probably last night because there was a lot of snow right on, but several that had gone in this morning as well.
How about 43? Anybody hear anything that Lakeshore-wise?
I have not heard. I know that the snow started there much later in the afternoon because okay. Amanda lives in Manitowoc, and she said that they were still getting rain, you know, later in the afternoon.
So. I got a call from my trainer who lives in Michicot that said, can we reschedule? Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. We can reschedule.
How fast did you have to spit those words out? Yes! Don't even have to reschedule. We'll just forget this one.
Till next month?
Just write this one off. It's okay.
I can do that.
Because I don't want to push that sled. That's the hard one for you, right?
Sled? I hate it.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to look at that.
But you've lost weight, right?
And you have to look at where you are today when you started, right? They tell you that.
You know, I got to tell you something. Remember, when you called me the other day and you said you had some baked potatoes for me?
Yeah.
And I said, no, too many carbs. I'm off the carb thing. And you said, shut up. And you, you gave it to me. When you don't eat something like that, and yet it tastes like cotton candy.
It does.
It tastes so good. They taste so good.
And you get the right toppings on
that. Oh, man. I had never had jalapenos on it before.
Got it.
And then how did you guys melt that cheese?
Right.
I mean, how do you do that? I mean, was that something from a can? Hot melted cheese and that sweet potato, that baked potato with the jalapenos, unbelievable.
Yeah, I will say that, did I give you some cheese to sprinkle on as well?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So, no, that stuff
and
was
bacon
out of
bits
can.
Or something?
Yeah, bacon bits for sure. You got to have that.
Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy.
And then sour cream and butter.
Yeah.
I kind of loaded you up on
you
that.
You loaded me up.
I think he's out to maybe, you know,
I think I'll sabotage weight loss program.
For the listeners, so Johnny and I started this show on June 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And on June 26th of this year, we're going to have a little celebration. And mm-hmm. one of the things we're going to do is we weighed ourselves the day we started. And we're going to weigh ourselves on June 26th, a year later.
Yeah.
And to see how that's going. But I am trying to maybe a little bit. But
are we doing a burpee competition too?
I can't do I hate those, no? John. I hate that more than the sled.
You know what's funny? It was, you know, they have all these little things pop up. I hardly ever watch TV anymore unless it's like classic TV. And I just watch stuff on Facebook or whatever, all these things that people put together now. And one of the ones was about pickleball.
Yeah.
And it's like when somebody invites the CrossFit guy to pickleball. And it's like these other people and the guy over there, he's doing burpees. So I got to warm up. Got to do my burpees to warm up.
Yeah.
Are we going to play that this summer, pickleball?
Yeah, we could do
that.
All
right, we're going to give that a shot.
Yeah.
Are there pickleball courts in Green Bay?
Yes.
Outdoor ones? Yes. I've never seen one.
Yeah. I think they converted a couple.
Tennis courts?
Yes. I know that Astor, we have to talk to Dan Ditchite, but I remember, yes, Jim's here.
Okay.
There's something They converted some, and that's so popular right now.
I know. It's so – the Manitowoc area is ridiculous. It's so popular. Yeah. Appleton is crazy popular. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's – and that's something we can do.
We could do that.
We could do that.
We could do that.
It's between ping pong and tennis.
I don't like ping pong. That's kind of frustrating.
It can be.
Yeah.
If you either in the groove where you're hitting it or you're not. Yeah, I agree with that. It's like
and
golf.
I still challenge you to show me where you built a cricket field.
Okay, I'll take
all
it
right.
out there.
I don't believe there's a cricket field in Green Bay.
And I told you there is because I dedicated
it. Right, you told me that,
so.
But I don't. Okay. I've never seen
now,
a cricket field.
Is it still? That was probably 2008, 2009, 2010. So I don't know if it was converted to something else. But we did a cricket field on the west side.
And what, may I ask what ethnicity was it kind of built for? That pushed for it?
Well, the Indian culture and a lot of professors from UWGB.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But, I mean, cricket is a very, very, very popular sport, but maybe not here. So, I don't know if that took off or not, John. That's a good question. But it was on the – we'll go out there. We'll drive out there.
I don't believe there is one.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. All right. And then James is here, Todd?
Yes, sir.
All right, the mayor's in the house.
James Boy, we'll talk to him because tell me a little bit about your last night with the returns.
So, you know, elections are a little bit like your Final Four, or like the not Final Four, the NCAA. And I like watching it. I know pretty much all the people who are running. At least I did a little research and read them. And even yesterday, I did a little interview on how important it is to get out and vote for these local elections. And I'll bet you we didn't have 23% of the people.
Whoa, it's
vote.
So crappy though.
That's no excuse.
Oh my God, I wouldn't have stood outside for anything yesterday.
Packer game?
No.
Nah.
I wouldn't have not. I'm not a bad weather person.
It's you're not really outside. It's from your car to the door. It's
yeah, but if you stand in line for 20 minutes
no,
or 30
happen
minutes
anymore, they opened okay. That was the year where they went from 40 polling locations to 2, and now I think they're back up to 36 okay. or something. So anyway, you don't wait out. And besides, right. These off national elections are very, very few people vote. But anyway, yeah.
You know, I stood in line one time in Ledgeview for like 20 minutes, and then they said, you no longer live here.
you got to go to your... That's, you're but right. Just my vote, you know, and you just Google it. It tells you not only where to vote, but it tells you what's on your ballot.
Right.
So anyway.
Oh, we got a texter. I thought Cornerstone Ashwaubenon had a cricket field.
Huh?
Is that where it was?
No.
Okay.
Me?
Well, yeah, that's Ashwaubenon. You wouldn't do that. No.
But anyway, the elections. So and as I you remember, we had the clerk here from Green Bay. Green Bay is the slowest returns in the world. Just absolutely, it's like the baggage claim at the airport. It's slower than any other competitor, and everybody's turning in their election results. But the city of Green Bay waiting and waiting. And then it was, you know, I mean, it was 10. It was 10 o'clock, and I'm like, well, I'm going to bed. So then I got up at 2:30 and. Googled it and found out who won because there's a few people that I was hoping would win and they did, and some people I was hoping would win and they didn't. But anyway,
let's talk about your other show that deals with a lot of politicians.
You know what? We need to get the local stuff, Johnny's where it happens.
Yeah,
I mean, people are like, oh, Biden, Trump, and you know, Evers or Tammy Baldwin and Hovey, and but locally is. We're the ones who are going to decide where your streets are going to get done. I mean, that's not garbage pickup, safety. Parks and recreation, you know, your taxes on your homes. And people, well, I live in an apartment. I don't pay taxes. Well, yes, you do. You just don't see it on your bill. So it's the local decisions that are made. And so I got a show coming up. It's going to start this Sunday. And it's called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. And Lean Local is we're not left or right, you know, red, blue. We're not state or federal. We're going to talk about local issues and how they affect you as a resident.
I love it.
That's
going to
be
Can't
a great
wait.
Show. We've taped a few episodes already. It's going
to
be great.
I look forward to it.
All right.
All right. James Boyd from Napier will be joining us when we come back. A lot of fun stuff today. Stay with us back after this.
Looking for a better way.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Oval. Wednesday noon to 2 is Trigby Olson and Pat Kreitlow live from UW Eau Claire. Right here on Civic Media.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.